Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Are you excited about the Instacart IPO?
I want to be, but no. I think that this is the, and it was needed. I think they should have went public maybe 2 years ago. They're like Stripe. They missed that window. I want to be, but I think if we're heading into a soft landing or soft recession, more people are not going to be using these kind of services to order out. They're going to try to find ways to save money. Of course, there's like a time benefit analysis. So you can argue Uber saves you time. Rashad, since we can't cook, Uber Eats saves us time because I use it 6 times a week, right? But Instacart, even though I do use it, I haven't seen a bunch of people clamoring on the consumer side to use it. And I'm not seeing a lot of investors incredibly happy about it. Especially in a downturn, you need companies that are creating better solutions. And I think this, like on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being most important, 10 being the lowest, this is probably an 8. Like, people are worried about how I'm going to feed my family, not like, can I get my groceries delivered faster? So I want to be excited about this IPO, but I'm not ARM. Even though I still believe you have to wait 90 days to see how that shakes out, I like that better. I like Starlink. If that eventually IPOs, Stripe still needs to IPO. Mm-hmm. Even though Square and Adyen have been down, I think that this like creates a real solution for the American economy and like rises to GDP. So
yeah, I think it's an interesting IPO. As you mentioned, ARM opened up last week, and for about the first 6 months of the year, it was kind of slow for the IPO market during the pandemic. I mean, we saw a bunch of SPACs, companies go IPO, but the timing of it is pretty crazy. Like last week we spoke about it originally being evaluated at $40 billion, and now it's down to 8. And I think when it opens up this week, it'll probably be up at the $10 billion evaluation. But check the statistic out though. All right, so groceries are the largest category of retail consumer spending, but it's been one of the slowest transitions from in-person to online. And we always talk about people are going to e-commerce. Yeah. And that is true. but not when it comes to groceries. So when you talk, you want to talk about timing. During the period of 2009 to 2019, online sales grew in the grocery sector from 1% to 3% for all groceries, right? Mm. During the pandemic, so the years of 2019 to 2022, those sales grew from 3% to 12%. So at the peak of the pandemic, you saw a double-digit increase in the service that you were providing. That has come back down. Now, on the positive note, like I said last week, you know, they had a net income of $242 million for the first 7 months of the year. At the same period last year, they were down. They had a loss of $74 million. So they are turning a profit, which is good. But Ian, you alluded to one of the most important things. If we are headed for recessionary times, people are not using an online service, or typically they don't, right? They're going to go into the supermarket, they're going to get their groceries, and they're actually going to cut back on their spending when they go to these places. And so Instacart almost feels like a luxury. We kind of alluded to that, but it can be a convenience in recessionary times. It's not about convenience. It's about what's affordable and affordability. And so that's tough, but all right, I'm gonna give you both sides of this thing. Pause. They don't really have an online competitor. Like if you're looking to get groceries, and that from that standpoint, it's them. Like you might say, it could be Amazon, maybe Walmart. But most people still go into Walmart as opposed to using it to order their products online, especially groceries. And so that works in their advantage, but. It's two sides, right? Like I said, like if we're headed toward recessionary times or this quote unquote soft landing, people are going to be really mindful of how they're spending, what they're spending, and they're not going to pay fees to have a service when they can go to the stores.
Yeah. And then, I mean, in addition to trying to save, I don't hear like a groundswell. Like, and I'll ask you guys, like, how many people do you know use Instacart? I personally use it, but I don't see people clamoring to be like the same. Excitement that people have for Prime, I don't see it there with Instacart. Going back to like Rashad, what you say, like the eye test. Almost everybody I know that has Amazon has Prime. I may know 15 people that use Instacart. Sales are doing a lot better, but also if you factor in like soft competitors, got to factor in Walmart, even though Target has been trashed because of whatever political views that they've had. That's a tough competitor. Kroger, like you have some real competitors, and unless they can branch off to a different space where they have less competition, it's going to be really hard for me to want to put this like in my top 10, if you will. But kudos if you invested in it and you know the seed round and you're able to exit now, congrats. But on a retail side, I wouldn't look to invest in this one.
Yeah, I mean the advantage that they have is that they can work with all these retailers, right? Like if I want to use Instacart, I can use Target. Or it just depends on where you're at. And you can use them. So I guess that's an advantage that they have the flexibility to work with multiple retailers. But just, like I said, it's more of a convenience. I do use it just because it is convenient. The fees that are associated with it, the contractors, I know there's independent contractors that are doing it. It has some great qualities, but it has some that are concerning. I don't really see what the huge moat is for the company going forward.
It reminds me a lot of the Nike and Foot Locker situation. Mm. Like, you had an advantage until you didn't. Because let's say I'm Target, I'm Albertsons, I'm CVS, I'm feeding all this data. At what point will they take that data set and say, we're going to build our own? And we've seen people do it. Walmart has a great hybrid where you can do the pick up and go, or you can go inside. Target has a hybrid model as well. But if you're feeding all this data into another company, at one point do you just say, well, let's invest $14 billion and here do it on our own and keep that 9% margin that we're giving away? I don't think that will happen immediately, but like you said, going back to a moat, I think if you're losing out that data on Instacart and you don't have anything proprietary, it's going to be tough. I don't think that they're going to fall apart or go bankrupt, but I don't think they have a sizable enough advantage to be able to sustain any great market gains. I really don't. Also, like if you're looking to invest in it, look at that 5-year revenue chart. And if the peak was during the pandemic, gotta let it go. I'm not gonna say dead yet, but it's tough. Like if AMC with all the allure that it had from the apes fell apart and lost all of its value, and so did GameStop. I think just we had a great run of IPOs and companies in 2020 that did well, and they're just now going through like their mortality cycle now. And maybe Instacart to be there in a few years. But tell us in chat. If you're excited about Instacart, please put Instacart in chat. It's not in my top 50, though.
All right.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.